Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Marcia to begin a further chapter of Office Wife.
When Benny Puller told me he was keeping Jeff away for 3 or 4 days longer until the middle of next week, Well, at least if he's away from me, he's away from that disgusting Bronson woman as well. And that's what worries me more than anything else. Where's Angela? She dragged me in here to drink a cocktail, and we'd no sooner sat down than she rushed off to natter with some of her cronies. Oh, here she comes.
Sorry to be such an appalling time, darling, but Mirabel goes on so. Did you order?
No. Uh-huh.
I suppose you're sitting there pining for your Geoffrey.
Well, wouldn't you be if he was yours?
No, Pet. I'd make sure he was never more than 6 feet away from me at any one time. I don't think you realize how devastating that husband of yours really is.
That's the trouble, Angela, I do. But I'm not going to be a cretin anymore.
Cretin?
I'm not going to be so childishly jealous of him all the time as I was the first few months. You must know, Angela, I went on like an adolescent.
And you're going to be a good little tolerant wife, are you? Holding him with bonds of silk.
Isn't that the right thing to do?
It depends on whom you're trying to hold.
Well, I've learned my lesson. I suddenly realized the night before he went away that I really can trust the adorable darling. And I'm never going to be a witch to him again. Particularly over that Mae Westy secretary of his.
Isn't this a little morbid, darling?
Morbid?
I can't think of anything quite so depressing as a faith-maddened wife maundering on and on about how she can trust her husband. Either he's dull or she's a fool.
But you've always loved talking about Jeff and me.
All the more reason for not wanting to hear about him in perpetuity.
Angela, is there something wrong with your drink? You sound positively vitriolic.
Darling, we've always been good friends, haven't we?
What are you getting at?
Oh, it's just that I'm made ill by the mention of your too fascinating husband, Marcia. Let's change the subject for the love of Ella.
But you brought Jeff up in the first place.
Well, I'm heartily sorry I did. Could we possibly let it go at that? Look, darling, I'm meeting two perfectly enchanting men tonight. There's mention of supper after a show. What about making it 4 of us?
Angela, there's something on your mind about Jeff. Please tell me. Have you two quarreled?
No, we have not quarreled, and I wish you'd shut up about him. Are you coming with me tonight, or aren't you?
No, I'm not, and I wish you'd make some sense. For the last time, what's the reason for this sudden aversion to Jeff?
Your constant chatter about him bores me. Can't you understand that? Look, if you don't mind, I think I'll push off, Marcia.
You needn't trouble, I'll go. Really, Angela, if all you can do is make yourself detestable. I might see you later in the week.
Can I come in, Jeff?
Just a minute while I get these. Hold me in, Jeff. Righto.
Oh, having stud trouble. Here, let me.
Oh, it's all right, really.
Don't be silly. Hold your head up.
All right.
There.
Oh, thanks.
Well, before you go any further, how do I look? Will I do?
Hmm? Joya's jolly nice. Hand me that black bow, will you, Stella?
Jolly nice? Is that all, Jeff?
Hmm? Oh, well, actually, I suppose... as a matter of fact, you're jolly good looking, aren't you?
Oh, never mind. Next time we get invited to a dinner party, I'll wear snowshoes and a cardboard lampshade. Maybe then you'll take some notice of me.
Oh, here I say, I'm sorry. Wait till I get my jacket on. Then we'll have a decent look at you. Won't be a second. Here we are, all booted and spurred. Oh, shall I wear a black hat or go bareheaded?
You can shove on a diving helmet for all I care and pull the water in after you.
All right. Here goes with the admiration. Now turn around. Do you know, for the first time, I'm really able to see what a thoroughly beautiful girl you are. I mean it.
I'm afraid your voice lacks that fine rapture of conviction, Mr. Pilgrim. Is our cab ready? We mustn't keep Mr. Puller's minions waiting, must we?
Do I detect a slight note of huff, Miss Bronson? How's this? You're far too lovely to be a secretary to a wage slave like me. Now there, all I can do now is go down on one knee.
If you don't stop laughing at me, Jeff Pilgrim, I'll throw something at you.
Oh, that'd be just displaying a horrible lack of originality. Myrna Loy does that. Come along, my dear. Off to the wine, the women, and I'm very much afraid the long, fulsome speeches.
Just a minute. Your tie's crooked.
No?
Never mind the mirror. I'll fix it. Head up. Now down a bit. Further. Further. There. Now wipe the lipstick off.
I don't want to seem foolish, Stella. What's the idea?
Does there have to be an idea behind a kiss?
Under circumstances like this, yes.
Oh, really? Anyone would think you were still in short pants.
Let's get one thing straight, Stella. Any extramarital kisses I get, I want delivered in front of my wife. Can I make it any clearer? You can catch the morning plane south if you like. I'll make the necessary excuses to Fleming.
Jeff, I didn't think you...
Then let's not play the goat anymore, shall we? That's unless you regard yourself as a bobby soxer.
Well, it was your own fault. I've spent hours dressing and you didn't even look at me. And then when you did, you were only joking. You were teasing me. Well, that kiss was only to tease you. You have to act as though I'd...
Listen, Stella. You can think I'm the stuffiest, most sanctimonious ass you've ever struck if you want to. But you must realize I'm leaning over backwards. I don't want to intrude any personalities on what must be a purely business relationship for two reasons. The main one is, I am desperately fond of my wife.
And what's the other one, Jeff?
Well, never mind about the other. Now, do you understand?
Yes. Yes, I understand, Jeff. And I feel properly chastised. Just tell me it wasn't too beastly just now.
Beastly? On the contrary, it was lovely. Don't you see? That's the whole trouble.
Are you sure you don't mind, Marcia?
Of course not. Take the car by all means. You can pick me up in the morning. Hope you enjoy your two enchanting men.
Oh, I shall probably scream with boredom, darling.
Be a pet. Forget that strapping I gave you just now.
That's all right. Off you go.
So you're here at last, are you, Marcia? I expected you earlier.
Uncle Tressida. Oh, dear. Should I have been home before? I didn't forget anything, did I?
No, I just dropped in to ask you about Percy Fleming. Is he bringing his missus to dinner on Sunday?
Yes. And he said, thank you very much.
Good. I could have phoned you, of course. But I was passing anyway. Who was that drove away in your car?
Angela Tennant.
Oh. Hasn't she got a car of her own?
Yes, but it's in dock.
Now, look here, Marcia. You know you can choose your own friends and all that. But what do you see in that woman?
Angela? I think she's wonderful fun.
She may be fun, but she's got a reputation with more holes in it than a colander. What'd she do with herself besides hang about in these disgusting black glass and chromium bars? Swinging down gin and vermouth, eh?
Angela's very unhappy, Uncle Tressida. She doesn't spend her time like that for fun.
No, that's just cheap romantic nonsense. sort of thing they stuff in the women's papers, you know. You're disappointed in marriage. So laugh when your silly, damned heart's breaking.
Oh, Uncle Tressider, Angela's not so obvious as all that. Her marriages weren't a success, I know.
And she had enough pops. What was he, 3 or 4?
3. Now, listen, please, darling. Angela's one of those terribly unfortunate women who can attract men, but who can't hold them.
Now, don't start giving me all that rubbishy claptrap either. I'm going to get home to my dinner.
Oh. Could I come too, please?
By all means. We'd love to have you. I see you're looking a bit down in the mouth. Missing Jeff?
Yes. But that's not all, Uncle. This afternoon, well, Angela's always been fond of Jeff. But this afternoon, when I mentioned him, she flew into a sort of rage. I can't describe it. Just as though she was sorry for me because of Jeff or something.
Did she indeed? Well, now, Marcia, I think you better come home with me, and we'll thrash this Angela woman out. Yes, by jingo. So your friends have suddenly turned against your husband, eh? I wonder if I can guess why. So Mrs. Angela Tennant's got wind of the stories too, has she? I think the moment young Pilgrim gets back, I'd better have a talk with him. And if there's any truth in what I've heard, look out.
We invite you to listen to further chapters of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.